When you're stuck in your head, you're fucking dead.
I didn't believe in myself. I had so much fear crippling me for so many years.
And then when you walk away,
you're fucking drowning in fear. You're drowning in trauma. You're escaping your reality constantly, numbing the shit out of yourself because you're stuck.
You have the power to change. You have the power to step up. You have the power to believe in yourself. You have the power to make better choices. You have the power to heal. What's holding you back? Is there anything in your life that you're connected to or you're surrounding yourself with that you know is draining your energy? Because if there is, well...
Since 2018, I've helped thousands of people heal childhood trauma, overcome addiction, get off their anxiety and depression medication, and finally take control of their lives. Many have gone on to start their own business and become speakers, coaches, and leaders who are now transforming lives every single day. I've built a global community with over 3.5 million people, spoken on stages all over the world. And now I want to help you to do the same. If you've ever dreamed of becoming a certified life coach, making a difference and building a life of purpose and freedom, this is your moment. The LMP Coaching Institute is where healing meets transformation and passion turns into profession. Click the link below to apply now and be the change that you wish to see in the world.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Welcome to another podcast episode on the Luke Mind Power Podcast. Such a blessing to be here. Such a blessing to be alive. You're tuning in on TikTok. You're tuning in on Instagram and all the amazing people on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube right now, make sure you drop a comment in the comment section and let us know where you're tuning in from. I'm looking forward to spending some amazing time, this gift. You know, we have a gift of time that we get to use every single day. And I got to say, today has absolutely flown. Like, I've pretty much been bum on chair all day, hustling. It's Saturday. I mean, what are you doing Saturday? Why are you working all Saturday? You know, my wife goes to the shop. 2 hours later, she comes back. I'm still in the office, you know. But, you know, this is the thing, man. Like, I enjoy what I do. And even my wife today was like, what are you doing? Why are you so happy? Why are you so happy? And I'm like, fucking, yeah. I'm like, because I'm inspired, you know, I like what I do, you know. And I remember when I first started this journey back in 2018, I wrote if you scroll down my Instagram and you go have a look, 2018, you'll find this quote. When you do what you love, you never think about retirement, you know. And it's almost like I've spoken about this before, but there's nothing wrong with retirement. There's nothing wrong with like working and hustling your life and then, you know, having a break when you're 65, 70 or however old you're supposed to be. I don't know what the retirement age is, but I mean, for everyone, life is different. You know what I mean? But I'm just here to inspire you and to wake you up and to help you to, you know, think possibly differently for yourself, depending on where you're at, that change is possible and that, you know, if you're not doing something that you enjoy, if you're not doing something that you love, maybe it's time to think about what that could be for you. Because I got to tell you, man, like, yeah, time goes by really fast for me because I'm busy. But guess what? I'm also doing something that I actually enjoy. And I'm not sitting here dreading my days. I'm not sitting here thinking about the boss that's pissing me off. I'm not waking up in the morning going, fucking hell, man, I couldn't be bothered. I don't want to do this shit. Why do I have to do this shit? Okay. You know, don't get it twisted. I'm being here. I'm being authentic. I'm being genuine, guys. You know, there are days where I'm just tired and I don't want to get up. And because I've got appointments, those appointments save my life. You know, like I've got to say that for many, many occasions, having a coaching business and working with clients, having appointments and having things that I need to do have saved my life. If it wasn't for them, 100% I could be watching Netflix. 100% I could be lazy. 100% I could be not as like moving forward with momentum as I could be. That's why we need community. That's why we need connection. That's why we need relationships. That's why we need business coaches and life coaches and people to keep you accountable. That's why you need something there, right? You know, to kind of keep you moving, you know, because naturally in our own head, we are our own worst enemy and we can be, right? And I'm very careful with the words I say, but you know, a lot of us do say that to ourselves. I am my own worst enemy. And it's, I get it, you know, because we can be in our own way. But you're also responsible for what you do in your life that also kind of pushes you. You know, I mean, think about a personal trainer. I mean, the easiest way to understand like how you can make more progress is by having a personal trainer at the gym. And if you feel like, you know what, like I can go to the gym or I can exercise, but if I do it with someone else and if I know that I have to be there, you know, then you're going to be more likely to go because you know that that person is waiting there for you and you don't want to let them down and you know that you've booked it, you know that you've paid for it, whatever, you know. So it's probably one of the best things that we can do for ourselves is to invest in ourselves, whether it's our health, our mental health, our fitness, whatever. Because remember, it's all about progress. It's all about investing. But remember, it's not about giving and not receiving. You know, if you're pouring and giving to something, whether it's an investment in personal development or whether it's an investment in a friendship or relationship or more of an investment in your health, or maybe it's an investment in something, you know, in your life that you're giving your energy and time to, whatever that is, but you're not actually getting anything from it, you know, then that's something that you have to pay attention to. Because what's the point otherwise? What's the point? If you're not getting something back, you know, then it's not really an investment, you know? So just pay attention to that, because the whole point of you investing is to receive, you know? And if you're not receiving, then maybe you're making bad choices. Maybe you got to take a look at what you're investing in and start really being a bit more careful, diligent with what you're doing. You know, you're not stupid. You're very wise. If you're listening to the Luke Mind Power podcast right now, you're very wise. You know, you're very wise. You know what's going on and you're here to learn and evolve and step into your greatness. You know, otherwise, why would you listen to a motivational podcast? Why would you listen to something that's inspiring? Why would you listen to something that's positive, not negative? Because if you want some negativity, you ain't going to find it here. You know, if you want some comedy, if you want some screaming, if you want some motivation, if you want some smiles, you want some positive power, some reinforcement, someone to tell you to not give up on yourself, even though you feel like it. And there have been days where you've been dreading it and you just like don't even know how you're going to fucking make it through, but you do. And you want to listen to someone like this. Well, then you're in the right place. You know, you're in the right place. And I'm just very, very grateful to be connected with all of you. I'm very, very grateful to be looking straight at you. And it's like I'm looking into this camera, you know. And it's like on the other side of this camera is you, you know, it's crazy. This social media stuff, you know, technology has allowed us to be able to connect with the world, you know, from your home. Like that's ridiculous. You know, long times ago, you had to travel to connect with people and go to different places and whatever. But now you can reach people from your fingertips. Legit, that's what I'm saying, you know what I mean? That's why I'm so inspired with my coaching institute. And I love working with people now, helping them to build their coaching businesses and to start, you know, sharing their knowledge and teaching people what they've learned when they've gone through their own personal development journeys and overcome their challenges. And now realizing they got to this point in their life where they're like, oh my gosh, like I can help people. Like I want to help people because I help myself. And this is what I was talking about the last episode. Before you bless others, bless yourself. You know, bless yourself with your own attention. Bless yourself with your own love. You know, give to you so that you can be full and overflowing with so much peace and love that then you're able to just walk around and just throw it at people because you got so much of it. You know what I mean? Like you're seeing some people that are struggling or people are coming up to you because they're just seeing your positivity and they're just wondering how do you do it and why are you so uplifting and why are you so excited about life and like, you know, and you've got so much love to give, so much positive energy to give and you're just chucking it at them. You know what I mean? They're like, here, have some more positivity. Here, have some more motivation. Here, have some more encouragement not to give up. You know, and, you know, this only comes from, you know, spending some decent time with yourself, investing in yourself, understanding yourself, knowing yourself, you know, loving yourself, appreciating yourself, giving yourself some space, experiencing some solitude and growing out of some sort of dysfunctional bullshit, negative thinking that just hasn't got you to where you want to be. And then you just keep spiraling on and on and on and on. you know, and I just know this too well because that's how I was, you know. I was very, very negative. I didn't believe in myself. I had so much fear crippling me for so many years, but I was covering it really well. You know, like, I think that you're someone that's probably aware of what I'm talking about. And maybe you've overcome that. Maybe you've passed that, but maybe you're still there. Maybe you're becoming aware that, oh my God, like, I don't have it all sorted. I'm still really doubting myself. I don't think very highly of myself. I doubt myself a lot. I've got a lot of fear. And that's really, really stopping me from living my best life. But I hide it fucking good, you know? Like, when I show up to other people, I'm fucking Harry as Larry. How's life? Fucking good. Good. It's fucking great. Yeah. And then when you walk away, you're fucking drowning in fear. You're drowning in trauma. Your suppressed emotions are fucking triggering you all the time. You know, sipping on the wine and the beer and the fucking spirits, and you're, you know, escaping your reality constantly, numbing the shit out of yourself because you're stuck and because you just don't know how to process it and where to do it, who to speak to, how to overcome it. And then we're just in this perpetual state of suffering continuously. You know, and I get it, you know, there's these quotes that they say, you know, if you get what you tolerate, what you don't change, you know, if you don't change it, well, then you're choosing it, you know? And it's like, yeah, but still, it's not easy. It's hard. It's uncomfortable. It's painful. It's shameful, you know? And when you feel shame for some sort of trauma that you've experienced in the past, like, it's probably one of the hardest things to fathom exposing, working through. And that's why I'm here. That's why other motivational speakers are here. That's why other thought leaders and people who are sharing and inspiring and speaking are here, because they've already done the work on themselves. And they're like, you know what? Nah. That this doesn't just stop with me. I didn't come this far, overcome my own fears and challenges, and now I'm going to fucking shut up and now I'm going to be quiet. Man, there's millions of people that need inspiration. There's millions of people that are traumatized. There's millions of people that are so fucking hurt, you know, that they don't want to be here, but then they see you, they hear you, and they change their mind. You know, and I've just constantly been a witness to this through my dancing. Constantly being a witness to the comments and the messages and people saying, you saved my life. What, from a dancing video? Fucking what? You know, and it's crazy, but it's true that you have the power, first of all, to bless the shit out of yourself, to freaking fix you. You have the power to change. You have the power to step up. You have the power to believe in yourself. You have the power to make better choices. You have the power to heal. You have the power. Everybody, wherever you're watching right now, I want you to write in the comments, I have the power. Okay? I have the power. If you're listening to this right now, wherever you are, stop the car. Stop what you're doing. If you're listening to this on a replay, wherever you are, get on Instagram right now and go, Luke, I have the power. Go send me a message on Instagram and go, Luke, I have the power, right? Remind yourself that you got the power. You're watching right now, write it in the live. I have the power. Remind yourself, because, man, these reminders are freaking powerful and they'll trigger something new that'll happen in your life. But a lot of the times we're stuck in our head, and when you're stuck in your head, you're fucking dead.
I was talking to my clients in my coaching institute, and I was like, jump on live, because I'm going to be live on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube. And if you want to tune in to one of my new podcast episodes, then jump on and say hello. And I think I said something like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but the spirit's going to lead me. And this is where we're not that deeply rooted within our truth and ourselves. Because for many, many years, I didn't have that. That connection, where does that come from? How do I have so much trust in myself that when I press record and I start talking, that it just comes? Is that there's got to be some sort of trust
trust in yourself, you know, trust in your abilities, confidence in your abilities. And I knew immediately, as soon as I started investing in my personal development, that all of a sudden I found that I had a voice. I found that in the wrong environment, I didn't want to speak. In the wrong environment, I felt afraid. In the wrong environment, I felt judged. In the wrong environment, I felt insecure. But then what happened when I changed my environment, when I changed my community, when I changed the people that I was surrounding myself with, greatness emerged, confidence emerged, trust in myself emerged. I started believing in myself. I started to put myself first. I started not being afraid of me anymore. I started appreciating my greatness, appreciating myself. So if you're watching this right now and you know for sure that your environment is not allowing you to be in your power, then I want to invite you personally to join Inner Work Club. It's a free community. It's off social media. It's a private community where I share different live workshops that you'll have access to absolutely free on Zoom, and a lot of different trainings and resources that I've created over the last 8 years that you'll have access to so that you can start your transformation. Now, if you want access to the Inner Work Club, it is a free community. If you're watching on YouTube, you can click the link below. There is a link below this video. You can click it and you'll have to create an account, and then you'll be able to join the Inner Work Club. If you're watching on TikTok, the link is in the bio there on TikTok. If you're watching on Instagram, the link is in my bio as well. Or you can just send me a direct message and write the word club. Write the word club and I'll send you the link so you can join the Inner Work Club. But this is an environment of positivity. It's an environment of healing. It's an environment of love. It's an environment of you saying, I'm ready for transformation. I'm ready to surround myself with like-minded people. Because remember, guys, if you're going to surround yourself with me, there's going to be more people like me that are like you that are the people that you want to hang with. And who you surround yourself with is whom you become. Jim Rohn said that we become the average of the five people that we surround ourselves with. And I've never forgotten that quote, because it's the biggest bunch of fucking amazing wisdom you could ever implement into your life. That if you don't like who you are or where you're at in life, change your fucking circle. Change the people around you. Change who you surround yourself with. Because that change, I wouldn't be here otherwise. I'll be frank with you. I don't know who Frank is, but I know I'm fucking Francis. My middle name is Francis. Luke Francis. I'm just checking my passport. Luke Francis Klebovich. Right? I'll be frank with you. I don't know who the fuck Frank is. I'm Francis. I don't know who Frank is. But the moment that I changed my environment, and legit, guys, for me, it started in a Facebook group. But there's so many scammers. Unfortunately, there's so many scammers. And that's why I'm so happy about this new community that I've started off Facebook. And shame on you, Meta, because I have been a Meta verified subscriber since 2021. And you say that you have impersonator protection. And if you go on Facebook right now and type in Luke Mindpower, you will find fucking thousands of accounts with the name Luke Mindpower. You'll also find hundreds of accounts with Luke Klebovich, with my name. So your impersonator protection for Meta Verified is fucking shit. Okay? And the amount of people that have been scammed and taken advantage of because of using my name, and you guys haven't had my back or other people's back, man, that's why I'm off that shit. And that's why I created the Inner Work Club, that's completely off Facebook. It's in a different platform where it's private and there is no chance of this bullshit scamming, impersonator crap that you're going to experience and that I've experienced myself. Because over the last 5 years, man, the amount of emails, messages of people saying, hey, is this you? Are you talking to me on TikTok? Are you talking to me on Facebook? Is this you that's talking to my mom? Like, fucking hell. You know, there's been people that have messaged my wife saying, leave him alone. He's with me. Like, thinking that they're having a relationship with me. Like, it's absurd, you know? And I remember talking to someone from Meta and I said, listen, I'm a Meta verified. I'm verified, like you say, it's impersonator protection. And they say that we protect you from people copying your account. And the way we do that is because we have a photo of you and no one else can create a profile with that photo. Right? That's what they said. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I go on Facebook and I have a look and there's people using the same photo as me. And she's like, oh, you know, AI and technology and stuff, you know, they're really, really good now. And so they get around it. So what are you going to do about it? You know, like you've lost me as a customer. You've lost me as a user, you know, because I used to spend a lot of time there and you guys never, ever had my back, you know? So I hope that you'll join us in our new community, guys. If you're watching this, it's going to be amazing. I'm very excited about it because there's going to be so many different workshops and trainings I'll be delivering. And things that you'll have access to that will really, really help you to change your life. And one of the things that I really love about it, most importantly, is that you'll meet new people. You know, surround yourself with like-minded people. That's where your transformation starts. And I just remember my first Facebook group, let's just say virtual community. My first virtual community is what started my transformation. My first virtual community where I was going, who are these people? Why are they supporting me? Why are they so nice? Like all these people from around the world, I started posting videos and stuff and people were like encouraging me and they were like loving on me, supporting me, believing in me, you know? So for anyone out there that thinks that, you know, the internet's a scam or that you can't connect with people online or you can't be surrounded by a like-minded community, I'm here to tell you that yes, you fucking can. And if you want to make excuses and say that, oh, I don't believe in the internet or whatever, guess what? I know you've probably been scammed. You've probably had bad shit happen to you. And you probably have a bit of a fear of probably getting on some of these platforms. But I hope that this platform that I've created for you, which is our Inner Work community, it's a free community. Click the link on TikTok, on our bio if you want to join, on Instagram. It's in the bio as well. And on YouTube, you can click the link below this video to join. But I hope that if you do join, you will see that this is completely different to any social media platform that you've experienced. And it's not a social media platform anyway. So, but it is a private space for us to connect and for me to be able to connect with you guys and share different workshops and trainings and personal development transformational resources so that you can change your life, change your mind, and live your dreams. Most importantly, that's what we're here for, you know. So surround yourself with that. You know, I say, you know, don't take advice from people who don't have what you want. Don't take advice from people who are not living the life you want to be living, right? And I think when you follow those rules, you know, magic happens. And it's just a subconscious programming. It's an energetic exchange. It's almost like we're so connected energetically that whatever you're connected to is what you feed off. And then what you feed off is kind of what you become, you know? So that's why it's like, well, if you don't like people's energy, if you don't like what you're becoming, and take a look around who you're listening to, what are you doing, who are you watching, who's giving you advice, like what kind of life are they living? Are they living the life that you want to be living? You know, because if they're not, then man, you got to take a look around. You got to take a look around, because once you make these changes for yourself, and this is the one thing that, well, I remember when I first started, and a lot of people were saying the same thing. They were saying, you know, but I don't have anyone that's more successful than me. But I don't know anyone that's successful.
You know, if I leave these people that I've been surrounding myself with, these friends, well, then who am I going to have? Right. And so we fall into this fear that we're not good enough for ourselves, that we can't enjoy our own company, that we're afraid to let go of the past, you know? And I get it, because that's something that you're familiar with, and it's something that you've known all your life, and that's who you've been all your life, you know? So for you to make changes, it is uncomfortable, you know, for you to believe the possibility of, well, I've been around these people for a long time. What, I'm just going to leave them? I'm like, well, you choose. Evolve or repeat, stay the same or change, move forward. You know, I love the quote that says, you know, you haven't met all the people that are going to love you yet, but you'll never meet them if you don't make changes and evolve. You know, think about that. You haven't met, and you know what it feels to be loved. You know what it feels to be supported, you know, to have people that actually, like, you know, want to have your back. They believe in you. They see your greatness. They like you as a person. You know, that feeling, man, that's a blessing. So think about, like, you haven't met all the people that are going to love you yet, right? Not that you're seeking validation, or that you're just like, well, you know, these people have loved me for enough, so now I'm going to find some new people. No, it's about you and your evolution. It's about what's holding you back. You know, is there anything in your life that you're connected to or you're surrounding yourself with that you know is draining your energy? It's bringing you down. It's not lifting you up. It's not inspiring you. Is there anything like that that you're connected to? Because if there is, well, then this is where you pay attention and you go, well, if I keep staying close to that, I'll struggle to keep moving forward. I'll struggle to evolve. I'll struggle to attract better relationships in my life if I keep holding on to the old ones, the low vibrational ones, you know? So think about that. You haven't met all the people that are going to love you yet. And that's an amazing thing to think about, because yeah, there are, you know, one of my coaches, not a coach, a friend now, his name's Stephen. He spoke at my event in Stephen, it's a PH, so he messaged me in 2023, just before I moved to Dubai. Stephen Sainato. He used to be a lawyer turned life coach, and he works with, like, really executive people. And he's on Instagram, Stephen, Stephen Sainato, like a saint, Sainato. And let me read one of his recent quotes that he shares. It says, God wouldn't give your heart a desire without intending to fulfill it. It may not be when you want or how you want, but rest assured it's coming. It'll be infinitely better than anything you could imagine. Enjoy the ride as much as you can. Be gracious with yourself and receive peace, knowing God will take care of everything you're worried about. You're safe in God's grace, and so many miracles are manifesting. Another one says, let go in faith and know that it's already yours. It's been written in the stars since you were born, and God is not only moving mountains, but the entire universe. Stephen reached out to me in 2023 because he saw my greatness, he saw my content, and he was just reaching out because he wanted to do some collabs with me. And so initially what we started doing, and he's been on the podcast, like if you search him on the YouTube, on my podcast, you'll find an episode with us. And I actually messaged him a couple of days ago. I was like, bro, we got to do another podcast episode. Like, but I just want to share, like, this is a person. I'm just talking about, you haven't met all the people that are going to love you yet. And this is one of those people, you know. Stephen, he's just had his second child. He's married. He's got beautiful children, has a beautiful wife. And he's doing some amazing work. And he drove all the way from, where is he? Minnesota or somewhere like that, to New Jersey, where we had our event in February this year, 2025, just to speak at my event. And if you're watching, you can probably see as well up there. See that picture of Jesus? Stephen gave me that at our event, right? And why I'm bringing him up is because I'm telling you, I'm just reminding you, you haven't met all the people that are going to love you yet. And Stephen is like an angel. It's like, come out of nowhere. You know,
loving me when I haven't loved him yet. You know, believing in me when I don't really know who he is yet. You know, supporting me when I haven't really connected with him that much and I'm just like open to receiving his energy, you know? And I worked with him for a few weeks and then I realized that, you know, I'm not really vibing with him. Like, I don't need a coach. I'm good. Like, I don't really need someone to work with, like, for personal development in a sense, you know? I have a business coach. So I let him go, but then we stay connected. But the one thing that he said to me, and it's never something I'm going to forget, is, you know, he started calling me the greatest motivational speaker of all time. And I was just like, bro, like, do you understand what you're saying? The greatest motivational speaker of all time. Like, that's epic. That's like grand. That's like the ultimate, you know? And he's the type of person that will send me a message and say, hey, man, I love you, man. I hope you're doing well. He's the type of person that will message my Instagram and go, I love you, bro. And he'll just share that love and send it, you know? And it's like, how do you find these kind of people? You know, how do you attract people like that, that genuinely actually care about you, that want you to win, that genuinely see your greatness? You know, had I not evolved out of my own fear and doubt and limiting beliefs and insecurities and shit that I was living in the past, I would never attract these people. I would never even meet these people. That you wouldn't even connect with them. You know? And so there is some evidence that I wanted to share with you. Not only did I attract my wife, because I would never have met her, never had attracted her if I didn't evolve. So I'm just sharing some evidence, you know. I always say, if you want better, become better. You'll attract better. But many of us just don't understand and we stay stuck in our own way, in our own head, with the same environment. Do some drastic shit, you know. If life has been the same for you for many, many years, do some crazy shit. What are you living for? Fucking do something out of the ordinary. Fuck off somewhere for a long time, you know? Change your job. Do something that just fucking completely left field. Like you would never do it, but you're just fucking crazy because you want to live, you know? And there's no right or wrong. Just fucking take action. Learn along the way. Don't try to be too perfect. There's no fucking perfect. It's just progress. Learn. Everything is a lesson. The lesson will keep showing up until you learn it. If you don't learn it, you stay the same. If you learn it, you fucking go higher. You evolve. You become better. You become wiser, you know? So don't beat yourself up too much, you know? I've been scammed a few times, even this year. I lost a bit of fucking cash, too. I believed in something. I invested in it. Fucking, man, got taken advantage of very well. But it didn't last long. I didn't sit here and go, fuck, you're a dickhead. You're a fucking idiot. Why would you have done that? You knew that it was something off. You, why did you do that? It's like, well, I'm definitely wiser. I'm definitely more aware because of it. I'm going to sit there and go, oh, they're fucking idiots. Oh, you know, stupid people or this and that. It's like, nah, man, everyone has choices to make every single time. But let me tell you, man, when something negative happens, it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing to be alive because when shit happens, you learn from the shit. You become a lot more wiser, you know? And sometimes we're not asking for these bullshit experiences. We're not asking to be scammed, taken advantage of, manipulated, all this shit. But really, we're learning so much from it. Are you learning? You know, are you learning from the experiences? Is the pain fueling you? Are you being inspired or motivated somehow, some way, because it's not going your way? You know, before things go your way, you have challenges that will force you to realize that you've got to make some different choices. You've got to learn something. There's something happening in your life that is forcing you to learn. And then you learn. And then you're a bit more cautious. Okay? But, guys, let me just share with you something really, really be careful, right? On Instagram, there's this one scam that's happening. And they're using people's faces, like famous people, and they're creating these AI, people, right? Pretending that they are someone famous, and they're inviting people into, take note, please, so that if this ever happens to you, you'll go, oh, fuck, Luke talked about that. It's a scam, right? Because I did it, and I did it for about a month, and then it failed. I lost some money, okay? So I thought I was taking advice from some professional stock trader that was sharing information about buying stocks on the stock exchange, right? So on Instagram, there was an ad, and it said, you know, my company will help you to buy the right stocks, and we'll tell you the top three stocks that you buy and blah, 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 all this shit, whatever. Anyway, it seemed interesting. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll press the button. I'll sign up. They said, join a fucking WhatsApp group. Joined a WhatsApp group. And then there was another WhatsApp message from some blonde chick on WhatsApp, you know? And it already looked a bit suspicious because I was like, why is there like some attractive blonde female? And then I'm joining some community, some group. But anyway, she was communicating with me. And then the community was writing messages constantly about what to buy, what's next, how this works. And they were saying that basically, one of the things that gave it away as well was that the text kept being in bold letters and it was in italic bold. There was a lot of emojis. I was like, man, this is fucking AI. But again, trying to give it a chance, right? I guess, to see, like, is this real? Whatever. Anyway, so basically they started off by saying that how this works is that for the first 90 days, our advice to you is free. And then after 90 days, you have to pay us 2% of the profit that you make. I was like, fuck, that's a good deal, right? Anyway, I invested $1,000 and I bought the stock that they told me to buy. They said, you got to buy this one. It's $18. And then it's planning, the price is supposed to go up to, as they said, 40 to 50%, you know, profit. Like it's supposed to go up to, I don't know, $40 or some shit like that. And they said, yeah, no, you have to hold it for 45 days. But anyway, after a few weeks, guys, oh, the thing that caught me out as well is when they said that once you bought it, they told you that you have to buy it again, you know? And they said, you know, we're going to keep monitoring the stock and maybe we'll tell you to buy some more of it. That was a little bit of a shifty. When I was seeing that, I thought, oh, that's a bit, you know, but I thought, nah, it's fine. I'll just leave the 1,000 in there. That's enough. I'm not going to put any more. So after about a month, it had doubled. Like it went from 1,000 to 2,500. I was like, fuck, this is good. You know, and because they told me when they're going to sell it, when the price is going to hit the peak, I was just like, oh, fuck, I'll just keep waiting. Maybe it'll go up to 3,000 and then, you know, I'll take it. I'll make some money here. I think it was about a few days after my wedding. Just 2 days after my wedding, I shared with my wife. I'm like, look, I shared with my sister as well. It's like, oh, I just found this thing and I'm, you know, up 1,000 or whatever. Anyway, 3 days later, guys, I checked the app. And the reason why I thought it was real, you're buying off the stock market. It's not some fake scam. You're actually buying a real stock. You have to open an app with some company that is legitimate and you have to buy it, right? So I opened the app a few days later and the price of the stock was $2. So basically I went from $2,500 to $100, right? And I was like, fuck, like what if you're like motherfucking, right? So lesson learned, you know. And then I had a friend of mine reach out to me and say that they started doing a similar thing, and I was like, oh fuck, I was like, you're doing the same thing as what I did, take your money out. And they took their money out, right? So I hope that this story, you know, antennas go up, and if you ever see anything like that on any social media platform telling you to join a WhatsApp community or a WhatsApp group that they're going to teach you how to buy stocks and trading and all this kind of shit. Or maybe you're in it. And if you're in it, please message me on Instagram. Message me on Instagram. If you're in it and you're going to go now and sell it so you take your money and save your money so you don't get scammed, tell me, because I just want to be so happy for you that I told you and that you're not going to fucking lose your cash, okay? Yeah, because my friend messaged me and he's like, oh, thanks so much for telling me. I canceled it. I took my money. I sold the stock. And they said, I'm just going to stay in the community and see what they do and see what happens, you know, how this works. But unfortunately, there are people out there that are taking advantage of people, stealing people's money. doing these stupid schemes, and you know, that's how it is, you know. But lesson learnt, and I'm definitely wiser, more aware because of it. And you know, I hope that this has helped you, and I hope that maybe, you know, by me sharing my story, that, you know, you also don't feel so bad if you've been scammed as well, because, you know, I've definitely lost a good, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50,000, even more with these scams and shit. And definitely not a good feeling, not a nice feeling, but it definitely motivates me and inspires me to, you know, to keep moving forward and to not give up. And, you know, it helps me become a bit more aware of my choices and do a little bit more better due diligence, you know what I mean? On if you're going to do something with someone or invest your money or whatever that is, question and make sure that it's something that's really, really legit. Okay. Anyway, that's my time today, guys. I hope that you enjoyed the Luke Mind Power podcast. I hope that you'll share this podcast with your friends. Maybe more people need to know about my experience with Meta and Facebook, and also with these scamming situations and shit. I'm sure that there's people that need to hear this, because there's probably heaps of people that are being taken advantage of with this shit online. And, you know, the more we spread this news, the more we spread this information, the more people will know, okay? And if you're looking for a positive community, it's a free community, and you want to join us in the Inner Work Club, you can find the link to joining us in our community. The link is in my TikTok bio. It's also in my Instagram bio. And also below this video on YouTube, you can find the link to join the Inner Work Club. It's free to join, and I can't wait to see you guys in there. It's an amazing place where I share live workshops and different trainings and resources in personal transformation and having your own online coaching business as well. All right. I'm sending you so much love. I'll see you guys real soon. Don't give up on yourself, and I'll catch you on the next episode. All right. See you later.